here on Daf Nun Ches Amid Beis. Let us go back to Tana Rabbana. Perhaps we'll come out a little clearer this time. Tana Rabbana. Habo machmas choyv u machmas anporos ein boy mishum sekriko. So let us see Rashi. Habo machmas choyv. Oyvet kechovim habo machmas choyv al Yisrael. And the Rishashas was speaking about a prefabricated choyv. It's non-existent, but he's coming to take away a karka because of a choyv. Oy machmas anporos gezel baume. Without any excuses, he wants to steal this kalka. Now we're speaking about a goy, a gazlan, the einoi moso biyodoi larik. He is not capable of killing. He's a bully, but there's no shaila of sakonos nefoshes over here. Ro'ona asoivet kechovim kalkoi b'choivai, and he stole away the kalka b'choivai because of the choiv. Or beyond Poris, or Stamazai, he's stealing it without any legitimate excuses. Is ein boy mishum sekriko. That means there are certain halachas we had learned that by sekrikon, if a person purchases from a sekrikon, it belongs to him. Im sho biyodai shneim osa chodesh. So thereby, sekrikon, the halacha is if the sekrikon held it for 12 months, is, so the halacha is now one purchased it from the sekrikon, so the din is, losis revir labailim kritikon chachome biyarzik bekakoi. So there we said that it belongs to the loikeach. It's the mekach is a mekach. He gives a revir to the bailim because it was sold to him cheap, so why should he derive benefit from the loss of this nigzal? But v'yachzik b'karkoi, but l'maise, it's his karka, it cannot be taken away. That is by sekrikon. But by anporos, is ein boy mishum sekrikon. Ela marze loy akarke b'chino. By anporos, he returns to him the karka without paying anything. That means the nigzal comes to the seed, and he says, you bought from a gazlan the karke, it never was his karke, it's my karke, you give it back to me, I don't have to pay you a penny. You purchased it from a gazlan. What is the difference between a sekrikon and amporis? So Rashi says, the gabi sekrikon who the chozer v'nimnu, the king and the gom of Akni Agav Einis Mise, there, this Gemirus Tas, he agrees to the Mecca, since there he was, there's a Pachad Mise over there, the Sekrikan were capable of killing. So Memele, so the transaction that was made between him and the Sekrikon was a transaction with a Pachad Mise. Is the Kivin the Gom, the Kivin the Gom of Akni Agavoynes Mise, Vafilu Boso the Gozo, Kol the Kotel Liktelua, even though the last Gzeire, and the Stakonis Sekrikon was by the last Gzeire, that there was a law, whoever kills a yid will get killed. That's the law. Mistafele mikamo de kame de ikto. I don't know exactly how to touch mikamo de kame, but mistafele de ikto. He's still afraid. That means the sekrikon is capable of killing him. There's a law that perhaps is preventing the sekrikon to kill him. That doesn't take away the fear from the yid. So Memele, when this was given to the goy, it was given to the goy, he was going to Bedatoi, let him take the karke, and I'll upon him, I'll remain alive. V'seifoi heichiyah. And we see his actions attacked that way. He left it by the goy. There was no protest, nothing. So actions speak louder than words. His not speaking, his not protesting, is spelling out to us that he was going to bedas. It's finished. Let him keep it. Let me not get involved. I'm handling with murderers over here. Vehilkach. Therefore, so since there was a gemiras das mitzad the Baal HaSode, that the guy should have it, it should remain the guy's. So Memele, Vehilkach, Noisen, Lebailam, Leviyah. So therefore, the Lekeyach from the Sekrikan is permitted to keep this Kalka, because it really belonged to the Sekrikan. The Noisen, Lebailam, Leviyah, he gives the Bailam, Leviyah. The Kimlo Rabon and David Kechavim Oizel Gabi Lekeach Reviyah. Chazal knew that normally a goy is charges a cheaper price of a Reviyah. Lefisha Bechinam Boloi. Since he got it for free, so he's masking to sell it for a competitive price. So Memele, so that Chazal said, why should the Lekeach derive benefit from that it was taken away from the Baal HaSode, benefit he doesn't have to derive. So Memele, so he gives him a Reviyah, but he keeps the Karka. Abul Hai, but by Anporis, Loi Goma Va'akni Midi. This person is not a murderer. There's no fear of Mise by this Gazlan. So Memele, so there was no Gemiras Das to sell it. He took it away from me now. So now it's not convenient for me to make an Asik out of it. But later I'll make an Asik out of it. But it never was Gemiras Das. It never was something that motivated him really to sell it. Why should I sell it? I'm not scared of him. So even though a year passed by, and before Rashi said, if a year passed by, so actions speak louder than words, so we see that he's masking that the goy should have it. So, but here, if there's no reason to say that he should be masking, so there's a kasha, why didn't he make an asik the whole Yud Beis Chodesh? Le'bosai, le'isha, le'choifai. Didn't have an opportunity. It's an Isaac to take it away from him, but so he didn't find an opportune time. But Hilkach, since there's no Pachad Mise, so there's no Gemiras Das, there's ain't Mechirosoi Mechira Klal, so that Aloche, which we have, that after Yud Beis Chodesh, it belongs to the Lekeach, that does not apply by Anpolos. That's the beginning of the Baraisa. Habo machmas choivu machmas amporis, ein boi mishum sekrikon, there's no gemiras das, there's no mekach. Now, the next line says the exact opposite. Van porus atzmo tzriche shetishe shneim oso chodesh. Now, what does Rashi say? Tzriche shetishe, biyat ha'ivet kechovim shneim oso chodesh. Has to remain there 12 months. The Eloi, Hodro, Lamora, Vioiv Domik, Diktoni Masnisim, Shmiash Biodom, Likach, Em Koidemin, Lachol Odo. The Mishnah says by Sekrikon that in the first 12 months, before 12 months passed by, so the Bailam Harishonim have a schus to take it away from the Lekeach if they'll pay for it. After 12 months, they lose that schus. So here it's saying that by Amporis, in order for the Bailam HaRishonim to lose the schus of being able to repurchase the karka, 12 months have to pass by. So that is the exact opposite of the first sentence. Amporis atz matzriche shetashe shneim osto chodesh. So the Gemara asks, "Va'amret ein bo mishum sekriken." So you just said before, "Ein bo mishum sekriken." There's no mekach; he doesn't have to buy it back. it never was sold, it has to be returned to the Baalim HaRishonim. So what's the meaning of waiting 12 months? Achikoma, so the Gemara is making a grise in the Bereishes, Ikrikon Atzmo, Tzriche Shetashe Yud Beis Chodesh. What does Rashi say? The whole concept of 12 months is only by Sekriken. It's always the union of a passage of 12 months, 12 years. The Bailam gets it back. Hochi comma, and poris ain't by mishum sekriken. The ilum is sekriken mcmina lo biyada lekeach. If it was purged from a sekriken, so we give it to the lekeach. Vinois in revi, and he keeps it, and he just gives the bailam a rishainim a revi. Avalam poris, beloidami hodro uloilo. And poris goes back all the time to the Baalim HaRishonim. And the Bamshan doesn't have to pay for it at all. And there's no matter how much time passed. The Sekriken Atzma, the Mrinen, the Kaimalei, the Yadlei Keya, and the Baalim HaRishonim cannot take it away from him. Then the Baalim HaRishonim loses his right to take it away from the Lekeach, even though he wants to pay him for the Karka. Zog the Gemara weiter, Omar Rav Yosef Noktinon Ein Anporus Bebovel. So what does that mean? Zog Rashi Ein Anporus Bebovel Mashme Ein Oivet Kechovim Oynes Karke Mi Yisroel Bebovel Ba'anporus. In Bovel, there's no such thing that a goy will steal a karka from a yid. Vim bo Yisrael ve'irer al chaveiroi. So if a Yisrael will be ma'arer al chaveiroi, ve'oim a karka zu shelokachta min oivet kechovim, sheli hoisa ve'gozlo mimeni, einoi nema. So, that was the Havamin of the Gemara. So Pashtus is the Goyim and Bovel are honest Goyim. They're not like Goyim all over. And therefore, if the Moicha will come and tie it to the Lekeach, you bought a stolen Karke. So he's not Nemo. So I hear a Shtikel Shverikite over here. What is it talking about over here? Does the goy have a shtar or doesn't the goy have a shtar? If the goy doesn't have a shtar, so Bayidin also, if he doesn't have a shtar, the Bailam or the Shainim have a Morikame, they were the previous Bailam. The goy shows no proof of purchase, and I say it's stolen, so, that's halacha by the best yid. I mean, if he doesn't prove that there was a mekach memker, so we take it away from him. So what was the havamina einoi nemo? So lochayre b'achsam it's speaking about. He is a shtar, but the guy is a shtar. He wrote him a document that this karka was given over to the guy because of a chay, because of a. Whatever, the he has a shtar, the guy. And the Bailam is saying the shtar was written, it was stolen from me. So Mamela, I had to do it. You know who my next door neighbor, so he told me to write it. So I had no answer, so I wrote it, but it was stolen. So Lechayra, that is the story. And so lechayre, I mean by a yid, if a yid has a shtar, the previous owner, the marikame, cannot say it was stolen. I mean, there's a shtar. But by a goy, it could be, I don't know. Lechayre, it could be by, normally not in Bovel. I could tie it. If he has a shtar, I could tie it. It was stolen from me. I wrote the shtar. But in Bovel, the Gemara held that the Erlich Goyim,
And so the Ezer Shtar, you can't time it that the karka was given to the goy through Gezel, but the Elach goy could be that as pshat in the Havamin of the Gemara. So the Gemara asks a different kasha, Bokachazin and the Iker. I mean, this whole fact that the goyim are not gazlonim in Babel is not true. The zichay gazlonim. Bokachazin and the Iker. So the Gemara answers, Elaima ain din an poros bebabel. My time, even the ike beidava, bloy ozel, kobel, ema, achuli, ochel. So let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, ein din amporus bebovel, la absude leloikeach. Now here, like this, we said the din amporus is, that we assume that there was no Gemiras Das. So therefore, after a large amount of time, the Bailam HaRishenim can come and take it away from the Lekeach. This was on Poros. So you can take it away from the Lekeach, and never was his. So over here in Bovel, this does not apply. Even the Ike Beidavo, There are courts that enforce law and order. So if this is true, that it was stolen from you, and you have no intentions that it should remain by the guy, why didn't you go to the court? Saima achuli ochil. Now, there's a problem over here. That the Rishonim ask a kasha, but shat achuli ochel, karka is not nikne b'mechila. That means, I didn't go to the court. I had an opportunity to go to the court. As a raya, I'm moichel, and the pashta says, I'm moichel the goy the karka. That means the goy took my karka, and from my actions, you see, I didn't go to the court. I had an opportunity. I'm next door to the court, and whoever, any problems, you go to the court. I think, I am Michael. That doesn't make it the goy's karka. And if it doesn't make it the goy's karka, so how does it doesn't belong to the lekeach? I mean, mechila is not a kinyan over here. That is a problem. So on this problem, there's a few mahalchim in Rishayim. One mahalach is, the Chedushi Aran says, we are speaking about the Yisroel bought it from the Goy, which doesn't mean too much, because it was... And then later he comes to the Yid, and he purchases it from the Yid. He realized that the Goy was a Goy. So, and the Yid sold it to him. But here I have a raya, the Yid cannot tina later, even though I sold it yet. You bought it first from the Goy, and then, well, I was scared of the Goy, so my mela, and they come to me, and what's going to be if I won't sell it to you, I'll get problems with the Goy. This does not exist in Bovel. There's no problems. If you are taka interested in getting back the karka, you should have gone to the court, and there'll be no problems. It'll be put in jail. So if you taka sold it to me, so it's taka belongs to the lekeach. The lashon of the Ran is, lekeach me and polus, the chdusheran, b'chaza b'lokach me Yisrael, Mekrei Kayim. Aber beloi chosa velo kach lekele meime that he is koine da arole miknaye be mechile. So here some mochel means that he can't find a later that the reason he sold it to him because he has intentions of getting it back and he's afraid now to start up with the goy. That is not true. You had an opportunity to get it back if you wanted to, and if you sold it, Yitaka sold. The Meiri says a different shot. The Meiri says as follows. It's speaking about that the goy was there 3 years. And the Gemara says in Baba Basra, even though by a Yiddish Elokeach, if he's there 3 years, it's a raya that I purchased it. By a guy, there's no such thing. It could be there 20 years, and it's no raya that I sold it to. And a Yisrael Habo Machmas Goy is also like the guy. So he was there 20 years, Yisrael bought it, I take it away from him. In Bavel, you have a right to be Mavkiya his Tainis Chazoke. But in Bovel, since you did not go to court, so it's shat you were moichel hafko achuli ochel hafko astainis chazoke shalekeach. That means if you had an intent to taine that he's a guy and he stole it from me and that's why it wasn't moichel, if that was the case, you should have gone to court. By not going to court, so it seems that you were moichel, your taine, your schustim in mafkiya his chazoke. That's what the Meiri says. The Rajba seems to say, and the Ksei speaks down this Rajba, it's speaking about it was written a shtar matone, and that Israel wrote it to the goy. Now all the time, a shtar matone is worthless because tluye v'yohiv is not called a matone. I wrote it to him, but there's no gemiras das. Tluye v'zovin zvine, because I got money. Then we say he was interested in selling it. Matones, I don't assume that it was gemiras das. But over here, since I had the opportunity to be mevato the whole matone by going to court, and I didn't do it, so for Raya, there was a Gemiras Das on the Matone. That's, again, the Chuli Ochel is a little unclear, but that's how the Rajba says Pshat. Gidul Bal Re'iloi Kobil Aro Betasko Mibnei Bagen. Now let us see Rashi. Re'iloi Kach Shemoi. What is Rashi saying over here? Stram Sefer says that it's not Bar Eloi. Gidol Bar Eloi was an Amore. So, Eloi, I don't know, Rashi says, Hochi Garsinen, that he brings down from some something else for Rashi. Kachshma. Anyway, this was not the Amore, Gidol Bar Eloi. Kibol, so what happened with this Gidol? Kibol Aro Betaske. He received a karka, the taske, because he was mekabel himself to pay the taxes of this karka, mibnei bage. The bnei bage, the people who lived in this valley, gave him over a schus to eat the payers of this karka, since he's going to pay the taxes of this karka. So now let us see what Rashi says. Mibnei bage, taske mas karka, the taxes of the karka. Mibnei bage, bnei habiko. The bnei habiko gave over to him this karka. He is a schus to eat the peiris, because he's going to pay the taxes. Kach hoya min hogem. Now Rashi is going to tell us what the story is speaking about. Poiskim mas al kol habike. There was the melech who taxed the karkois. So there was a tax that the bnei habike is mechuyev to pay. Lo says kach v'kach l'shone l'melech, that the bnei habike are mechuyev to pay X amount of money to the king. V'heim So the tax is levied on the Bnei HaBikeh. This Bikeh has to, let's be Megash, they have to pay $10,000 a year taxes. V'heim mechalkim ha-sodeis b'neim. Now this Bikeh, they divide it up in different sodeis. V'neisin kolechot mas l'fi chelkai ha-megir. In Lamai said the tax was paid because the Bikeh was divided up into many sodeis, and each one had how much percentage of the Bikeh he possessed, how big a sodeh was, that's how much he paid for the taxes. V'neisnim le'echot. Now, this is not too clear, and they used to give this money to one person. V'neisnay le'gabe ha'melech. And he gives this to the Gabi HaMelech. Now you have to understand what's pshat in the ceremony. But Al Koponim, one person used to deliver the taxes to the Gabi HaMelech. Bimholach echod mibnei hasodes l'dalkoi. Now, if one of the bailim of the bnei hasodes went away, his Gabi HaMelech Teveya mibnei abike kol hamas shalem. Now the Gabi HaMelech has no asik with the private bailim in this bike. The Gabi HaMelech is teveya. $10,000 has to be paid for this bike. It doesn't matter who's living here, who's not living there, who went away. The Melech has to get $10,000. That's, so he's mourning $10,000. V'habaylim shel karka zu hochu l'dalka. The baylim of this karka went away. U'b'nei baget sho yekol hamas mutal aleihem. Now they had a problem. He went away. And they have to get, by tomorrow, $10,000. And then they're missing $1,000. What do you do? So, nosnu legidu. So they gave over this karke, or the schus achilas peiris of this karke, legidu, lefroya hamas bishvil habaylim, that he's going to pay the taxes, uloichlo, and since he's paying the taxes, he has the schus to eat the peiris. And this is a poshut azach. This is no problem whatsoever. This is a Dova Muske. Now let's go back to the Gemara. Agdim, it seems Gittel was very happy with his cheshbin. He's asking to pay $1,000 taxes and to eat the payers of this karka. So he decided, I may as well pay the taxes for the next 2 years, so I'll have the payers of this karka for the next 2 years. So what did Gittel do? Agdim v'yoi v'zuzi d'tlashni. So he paid already for 3 years, this year and the next 2 years, and now we thought he did a good deal. V'soif, the next year, osa marvise kamoi, the previous owners came back. Omrulei, so the owners told Gidl as follows, shata kamaise d'yovis, ochlis. There's no time on you. The first year, taxes had to be paid. You paid the taxes, so you have a schus achilas peiros. That's that. Abahashte anan yahavinon. Now we're going to pay the taxes. We're back. This is our sode. Anan ochlinon. I'm sorry. You're out of the picture. Osu lekamei derav popet. So, Rav Pope held that Gidl is right, and Gidl was able to mum from the Bnei Bage the money he had laid out for the taxes for the next 2 years. So before we go further, let us see Rashi exactly what is happening now. Zot Rashi. Kodim v'yoiv la'melech taske detlashni. He paid taxes for 3 years. Tirfe, so he came to Rav Pope, shtar mi bezden, לתרוך מקרקויש שלהם, מה שנוסה. So he wants the mon now from the Bnei Bagi. That's the Ritus Loshna Brash. He wants the mon from the Bnei Bagi that I laid out $2,000. Give me back. Litoiv mikakoy shalahem ma'ashenos. She'ilu loibo habaylam litoiv mimenu. Now, if the baylam would not come and take it away from him, Loihoyo mafsid klum. You wouldn't have lost anything. It means that the Bailam wouldn't have come back, so forget. So he paid in advance taxes for 2 years, he has this kalka for 2 years, no problem whatsoever. Umeato sheyechluho acherem. But now itol hamelech monosoy mehem. Now this was the melech said, that let's say, we're talking about Utovshin Samach, you pay the taxes, it's your kalke, fine, no problem. Utovshin Samach Aleph and Utovshin Samach Beis, there's different Bailam over here. So they have to pay the taxes. They're filled, they have to pay the taxes. So Memele, that what you gave $2,000, that has nothing to do. That is irrelevant. That was given. We'll send you a thank you card, but that's it. Taxes have to be paid now since there's different Bailam over here, so they have to pay the taxes. You can't pay their taxes. You can pay your taxes. But now it's their tax, so they have to pay the taxes. So, umeato sheyechluhu acherim, yitol hamelech monosoy mehem. That means what you get, you can only, your money helps if it's your karka, so then it helps. If it's their karka, so they have to pay the taxes. You gave money, it's finished. The nimtza ze mafsid mashenosa. So it comes out that he lost, he gave $2,000. And the melech will not accept this as a payment for the Bailam HaRishonim, the owners have to pay the taxes, we're going to mourn from them. It was given to the Melech, so the Melech keeps it already. So now, Gidl wanted to get back from the Bnei Bagi his $2,000. Now, we have to understand what happened over here? What happened over here that he wants the mon from the Bnei Bagi $2,000? Let's just wait. But that's what he wanted to do. That's what Rapope said he could do. Oma alei Rav Huna bereide Rav Yeshua la Rapope. Im kein, if he's entitled to take from the Bnei Bagi, $2,000, osiso sikrikum, so you made this a sikrikum. Hello, Omar, Rafun, Bereit, Rav Yeshua, Enich, Moisov, Al-Keren, Atzvi. Now, let us see Rashi. Im kein osiso hadovo kedin sikrikum. If you will say that he's entitled to get back his $2,000, domrinen b'mishna achayne. Now, by a sekriken it says, she'enoi mafsid klum. Tektoni kone, v'noisen l'baylam may do'ezel oivit k'chovin gabay, and yesh b'yodom likach yachzir oloi mo'isa. Now, let's talk about the second case. By sekriken it says, I purchased a karka from the sikrikum. If you want back the karka, you pay me for it. You pay me for it. Yes, biyodom likach yarziru loy moiso. You'll give me back the money, I'll give you back the karka. Kozman, no money, no karka. That means that's a din by sikrikum. He says, I purchased it from the sikrikum. The mekach is kayim. It's mine. You can't take it away from me. It's mine. But there's a din, since originally it was yours, if you'll pay me for it, I have to give it back. But cause man, you don't pay me, it's mine. Vahainani, lo yavsik ma shenosan lamelech. So Rapope held that here he shouldn't lose what was given to the melech, the govi kula. Now, so v'ochelav sekrika nu amelech. It's not sekrika. The only way I understand a little what the Gemara means is as follows. He was approached by the Bnei Bagi. That's what it says in the beginning over here. Kobel Aro Betaska mi Bnei Bagi. So what's Kobel Aro Betaska? Rashi had said, Nosnuha Ligidu Lefroya Hamas Bishvil Habailem. So, nosnuo li gidl. So that means this karka was given to gidl. That it's your karka to eat the peiros, and you have to pay the taxes. But there was the Bnei Bagi have this right to give it to gidl. It's yours, and you'll pay taxes. Now, so it seems by paying the taxes, it becomes mine. That was. The agreement between the Bnei Bagi and Gidol, and they're giving it to him. It's your karka to pay this if you pay taxes. So fine. So now I went and paid taxes for 2 more years. So what does that mean? So that's the agreement. The agreement is, if I pay taxes for this karka, I have a schus achilas peiros. So in the first transaction, between the Bnei Bagi and Gidl, the transaction was, we're giving it to you if you pay the taxes. That means it's yours for the payment of the taxes. So fine. So they spoke about 1 year. He decided it's a good deal, so he decided to pay the taxes for 3 years. So by him paying to the Melech, in other words, he purchased from the Bnei Bagi, they were the ones who gave it to him in the beginning. And it seems they had a right to do this. This was the law. That a person doesn't pay taxes, so the Bnei Bagi are entitled to give over the karka, the Sos Achilles Peiros of the karka, to the one who pays the taxes. So they approached him, they gave him the karka, since you're paying the taxes. So Memela, if he decided to pay the taxes for the next 2 years, so in other words, he purchased the karka for the next 2 years. It's my karka. Now the malvise comes back. Fine. So somehow you say the malvise is entitled to get back the karka. That means my bailus is a bailus if the malvise is not here. If the malvise is here, then I'm mechuyev to give it back. Abel, let me get back my money. That means that was Rapopis Taina. It was sold to me. I'll be minded to you if that he has a right to take it back. But pay me back the money I have paid for it. That means I paid for the karka for the next 2 years by paying the melech the taxes. You have a right to take it back. Fine, but pay me for it. So this is mamish the din of sekriken. This is the din of sekriken. The din of sekriken is if you purchase yenim's karke from a sekriken, it's in the 12-month period, so the din is he has a right to take it back, but you have a right to demand the money you paid for it. That is the din of sekriken. That you have a right to take it away from me. That's right. My bailus is mugbo. I purchased it from a sekriken, so you have a right to take it away because this is really your karka that was taken away from you. But since I purchased it, I have a right to ask you to pay me for the money I laid out for it. Thus state in the Mishnah of sekriken. So Memela, so they told Rapope, so you made this Asik the same like Sikriko. That means he paid for the karka for the next 2 years. So you're telling me when the owner comes back and wants the original karka, he has a right to demand back his karka? Fine. But I have a right to get back the money. Now, he was money from the Bnei Bagi. He was money from the Bnei Bagi because they were the ones that told it to him. That means the whole story, I mean, it was done through them. They have the oil of paying the taxes. That means the whole transaction was done between him and the Bnei Bagi. You gave me over this karka. If I pay the taxes, so I pay the taxes for 3 years, so it's my karka for another 2 years. The Bailam Rishonim wanted, so that's the din, they can take it back, fine. But give me back my money. I had paid for this karka, give me back my money. So that was the Svara of Rapope. Sova lemichtem leitirfa abnei bagi. So he says, Fakert, you want to give it back to the Bnei Marvise? Fine. You hold here as a din k'dim in the karka. But he paid for this karka already. So now you should have to go and give him back his money. Then he'll give back the karka. Not to tell him that you gave the money, a guten tag, and finished. That lechayre was. So Rav Pope said this transaction of giving over a karka to a peireya taxe with the owners having a right to demand it back is like Sikrikin. You can demand it back, but you have to pay for it. So let us just finish the Rashi. V'hoche lav Sikrikinu. So your whole concept is very good. Hamelech ein lo yaleihem ki im hamas. Number one. The melech has nothing to do. The melech is not in the real estate business. The melech is tevei amas. Umipnei oisei choif nimkero loze. That means the year that it was given to Gidu, there was a choif that had to be paid up. There was a tax bill that had to be paid up. And the law was that it has to be paid up. And if the one who pays it will get the karka. Now, the schusim to acquire the karka are only applicable when there's a chayv to be paid and he's the only one that's paying it. The next year there's no chayv to be paid, the Bailam HaRishonim are back. So Memele, We're not in the real estate business over here. That means if the melech or them win the real estate, it's his karke, and so I'm selling it to you for the next 2 years. It doesn't work like that. A melech ain loy elamas. This is a poil yaitse. If the taxes are not paid by this and this time, so the one who pay the taxes is entitled to get the karka. But the next year's taxes are as yet not chal. There's no chiyuv taxes now. So that formula that whoever will pay the taxes will get the karka only applies when the tax bill is being chiyuv to be paid. The vow there's no tax bill for next year, there's no tax bill for the next 2 years, so finish. So you just laid out money. That's your hard luck. That's what Rashi is saying. A melech ain loy alayhem kim hamas. The melech only is interested in the taxes when the time comes. The first year there was a choy. Nimkero loze. Finished. So that's all. Because there's no one here at Bailam that can sell the karka. There's no right to sell the karka. There's only, this is a schus when the tax bill has to be paid. If it's not paid by the owner, so then the peireya gets a schus in the karka. As yet, there's no tax bill, so there's nothing. So you have no right whatsoever. I mean, so you have no rights in the karka, you have no bailus in the karka. So therefore, you can't demand, I'll give back the karka if you pay me for the karka. I'm sorry, you have no bailus whatsoever in the karka. Anan yavinon, anan achlinon. So the name Alvis had told them for the next year, we'll pay the taxes and we'll eat the payers. V'hodam v'inu peik cheskas habatim, gabidure deravoso, this is, let's say, it's a mocking, v'nebagi demetamri have, there were certain members of this bike that always ran away. They had no intentions of paying taxes. They had no. Umalke omar, man de yoiv taske, leichel ar. So a person went, these people were tax evaders by profession, and the melech said, listen, whoever pays the taxes, that's who the karka belongs. So there the Gemara says, so someone went, a patriotic citizen went, and he said, he went over to the king, I'll pay the taxes. And Lamaisa, so the king said, the karka is yours, and finished. It was his. Nothing more to talk about. V'ifsidu akarka legamri. And there it says, when the evaders came back, they were told, a guten tog, it's not your karka, you lost your karka. So Tosfos has a problem. There it seems that if you don't pay taxes, you lose all rights. And whoever pays the taxes becomes the complete bailim. And our Gemara says, it's only a temporary thing, only for this year, next year can... So Tosfos says, Hasam hayu nishmatim milafraya. They were speaking about of tax evaders by profession. They had no intentions of paying taxes. So memele, so there the law was, you don't pay taxes, you have no right in the karka, so you lose your bailus completely. Avokan shabailam holchu v'loyle hishomei. They had to go away, they were not around. So there's a law, so Eli said they were not around to pay the taxes. The Bailam HaRishonim had no intentions of evading the taxes. Avulkan Shabailam Holchu, the Loyli Hishonet, they had no intentions of evading the taxes. Dinhu, so here the Loch is, the Chol Hanishoni, Man the Yoiv Taske Ochu. So here, if they, in Yesod, are patriotic taxpayers, no, they're not around to pay the taxes for a certain amount of time. So dinu the cholani shoni, so kozman you're not around, kozman you're not paying taxes. Man the yoiv taske, oh, that's true, that's the law. Aba v'chi hadri, ahadri arol amore, but when they come back, they're entitled to get back the karka. So Tosfos is differentiating between, this is the differentiation between the two Gemaras. L'michtav le'tirfe abnei bagi. So Tosfos wants to say, loy abnei bagi, the kabul minhay. So Tosfos does not want to learn the way we said before that he was mourning from the bnei bagi. The ma lohen lefroya ma shehikdim zeh. Why should they have to pay that the money that he laid out? Elo amavosa kamoi. He was mourning the money from the mavosa kamoi. That means you want back the karka, so you have to pay. You want back the karka, so you have to pay me. That means, could be very well. The bnei bagi, legabi the bnei bagi, you want to be the bailam, you can be the bailam. I mean, to them it doesn't make any difference. So the whole troublemaker now is the Malvus HaKamoi, that they're saying that they want back the carcass, so then you have to pay for it. That is L'chayre, the Gemara.